with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie and it's
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Today is November 11th, Veterans Day. It's also Origami Day, so be sure to thank a veteran. If it wasn't for their brave service, you'd be practicing the art of Japanese paper folding while speaking German. Thank you, veterans, and have a wonderful Veterans Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With televised impeachment hearings starting Wednesday, House Republicans plan to call their own witnesses for the inquiry.
Democrats are already indicating they will not approve most of those individuals to testify, specifically the whistleblower, Hunter Biden, and his business partner, Devin Archer, Nellie Orr, who worked on the now infamous Trump dossier for Fusion GPS, and Alexandra Chalupa, a former Democratic National Committee staffer.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in D.C. It's Veterans Day. President Trump will speak at the annual parade in New York City, marking its 100th anniversary. Hong Kong's Mayor Carrie Lam says anti-government protests there will be brought to an end. Police have shot at protesters today, with at least one reported to be in critical condition. So is another man who was set on fire. The protests over Chinese rule in Hong Kong started 5 months ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Today is Veterans Day. It is a day when all Americans reflect upon the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, past and present. Much is said about how these citizen soldiers keep our nation and way of life safe from harm. However, how can we truly appreciate the sacrifice these fine folks and their families make for us each day? Unless you've walked in their boots, you may not be able to. So today, just think. Just think about what our nation would be without the service of generations past. Just think about our present challenges without the service of our men and women around the globe. And most of all, just think about our future generations, safe and free, because of the actions of these patriots throughout history. Today, think and join us in saying thanks. Have a happy Veterans Day.
By the way, proceeds from Baumhauer's Victory Grill today go to help Veterans Relief. It's a thing that Bob partnered up with many, many years ago, and he has been faithfully contributing, I think, several hundred thousand dollars over the time they've been involved.
That's great. That's great.
And that's who Bob Baumhauer is. Great guy. It is 5 minutes after 7. Guess what? The Polar Express is about to depart the station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
By the way, I see that Montgomery's official celebration begins at 10 a.m. this morning in downtown Montgomery, so I just wanted to mention that. A very comfortable day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Most of the day should be dry. Some spotty showers are possible, I suppose, just later on this afternoon. Then periods of rain begin tonight. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Yeah, you'll know when it does. It turns windy and sharply colder. Low temperature 39. Now, tomorrow morning, there could be a little bit of leftover rain early on, let's say till about 9 or 10 o'clock. I think the high temperature may reach 46 by mid to late morning, and then start to fall sharply, reaching the 30s by sunset. But you add in north winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour, ouch. It'll make it seem so much colder than it really is. Tuesday night, clear cold, first freeze, record low 24. I think we're going to tie it or break it. It's possible. Wind chills will be in the mid-teens. Sunshine Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. It's cold enough. And by the way, people always ask me, if it gets this cold this early, it's going to be a tough winter, right? There's no correlation whatsoever with this cold outbreak and what will happen for the rest of the winter. Whatsoever, none. Right now this morning, Calm winds, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 44 at 7:06.
Thanks, Rich. We were just talking about Baumhauer's today and how proceeds go to help veterans. So if I get you some more information on that in case you can't make Baumhauer's today, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, it's halftime. And they've got some great deals. Half off, chips, cheese, and salsa. Great appetizer. Sweet potato fries, best dipped in Thai sweet barbecue, just ask. Fried pickles, warning, very addictive. Spencer's gooey fries, a sticky fun mess. And Hot Lips, which is boneless chicken, again, with like 3,000 different sauce and dipping options. And the tailgate burger and fries, that's the one with the fried egg on it.
Yeah.
It's so good. And Baumhauer's has the best blend of beef on the planet with ground sirloin and ground chuck. And they also have 249 domestic pints, 349 well drinks, craft and import pints are 449, half off glasses and bottles of wine. Halftime, 2 to 6, Baumhauer's Victory Grill at 7:08. Back to the traffic.
Well, a very happy Veterans Day to you. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and things are very light this morning. We don't have the state workers. The school zones are not in effect today for Veterans Day, and that's taking a real bite out of the volume of cars that are on the road headed into downtown Montgomery. We are a little busy on the boulevard at spots. I-65 and 85 are looking great this morning, and this note for those of you up in Wetumpka, the Bibb Graves Bridge is closed today for Veterans Day. Be safe out there. Buckle up. If anything happens, we will let you know about it right here. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I may do this since you guys didn't care for the conundrum options today.
Yeah, it was...
This could be challenging.
Okay.
I'm going to play a montage. It's a minute long, and every musician in this montage is a veteran.
Oh.
So let's see if you can name them all.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Help me make it through the night.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, totally fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe.
Can't touch this. Can't touch
when
this.
When do the bells ring for me?
Some of those were easy. By the way, I think Elvis is bigger in Germany than David Hasselhoff.
I think you're right. So Elvis, Johnny Cash was in there. Fogerty was in there. Who from the Doors?
Ray Manzarek.
Oh.
All right, so we got you off to a flying start. It's the last few.
I know.
I don't think our listeners are going to know. So we'll skip the name those veterans thing.
Did you get a truth or baloney?
I did get a Veterans Day truth or baloney.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, I think it's about actors who may or may not have been veterans.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Although one of my favorite Hollywood stories is about Hedy Lamarr.
Yeah.
Whose beauty would translate to today. Hedy Lamarr, whose beauty would translate to today, and how she kind of inadvertently invented the cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
A long, long time ago.
She was a smart cookie.
Yeah, I believe she was also a double agent.
I've heard
things
that.
Worked. Alrighty, so to run down the list of veterans in that clip, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, John Fogerty, Ray Manzarek, he was in the Army, B.B. King, Army, Ice-T was in the Army, Shaggy, the Marines, the memorable M.C. Hammer.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, Navy, and Tony Bennett, who is 93 years old and served in the Army in World War II.
How about that?
It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven News and back with Random Facts. And because it's a holiday, you get a rerun. Convoluted intro.
from Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. A missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Wears Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On November 11th, 1974, the world welcomed little baby Leonardo DiCaprio.
Can I hold him? Oops, almost dropped him.
Don't let go, Jack. Leonardo DiCaprio, a star is born.
Don't let go, I got
and
it.
And now, here's Jay Scott with another Titanic edition of...
Dumb Facts.
Titanic, see, because DiCaprio was in...
No, oh, I thought
Titanic.
He just thought the in that movie? Segment was sinking.
That's a good one, too.
Did you? By the way, this is an all veterans random facts.
Oh, wow, cool. Good idea.
Did you know in World War I, the Salvation Army sent what were called donut lassies to soldiers on the front lines of France? They would make them donuts. They could fry up to 7 donuts at a time in a battle-worn helmet.
Do you remember donut days where they would sell, they were cardboard donuts you would donate to the veterans, and they did it on, I think, the 11th every year, but I think that stopped. It was all World War I.
Well, this is why we celebrate National Donut Day in June and another one on November the 5th, since it's close to Veterans Day. Well,
both of you saw the movie, the World War I movie, and you saw some of what they were eating. is just
They Shall Not Be Forgotten. Yes,
I saw the preview for 1917 too.
It's 1917. Okay,
that's another one we're going to go see. No girls.
But remember, they were eating some disgusting stuff. Oh, yeah.
That film is supposed to be done where it's all one single shot the entire way through.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In other words, you will not see. I mean,
cut shots.
You won't see any cuts.
I thought only Alfred Hitchcock was able to do that.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind when you go see it, that you are not seeing any cuts in that film.
Go see a war movie.
Yeah. Did you know about Gilbert Seltzer?
Gilbert Seltzer?
Yeah. He was a World War II veteran who led a secret platoon of men within a unit dubbed the Ghost Army. They were made up of artists, creatives, and engineers. Their job was creating deception about the enemy. From inflatable tanks to scripted bar conversations,
right.
This unit's work led to big U.S. wins.
Had to do it in southern England.
Before D-Day.
Yeah, to make it appear that's where we were mustering our resources, and that's why Hitler believed that...
They put their money on Calais, right?
Calais.
Somebody's comment here says, my favorite story from this unit was the camel poop landmines. German tanks were getting destroyed by landmines in North Africa, so the Germans started driving over camel poop whenever they saw it. The theory was, if there was camel poop there, then no landmine was there, so the Allies made landmines that looked like camel poop. So the Germans tried to only drive over camel poop that already had tread marks, so the Allies then made landmines that looked like camel poop with tread marks.
Wow.
That's so cool.
It really is.
Did you know that Disney World has a special hotel that is only open to U.S. soldiers and veterans?
I did not know that. Do you know what?
I don't. Let's see. Open up the link here and see. It's probably not anything that's...
I was just curious what they're calling it.
Named. It's called the Shades of Green.
Okay.
Wow.
It's ideally located on Walt Disney World property. Shades of Green's guest rooms are spacious, comfortable, and affordable. And it's only open to soldiers and veterans.
How did we not know that? That's a great...
That is really...
That's up to Disney for that.
I hold that in high regard.
Yes.
It is tucked between two PGA golf courses and arm's reach to theme park magic. Shades of Green is a unique resort for military members and families.
Play golf with a veteran who... did it from a wheelchair. Loved it. Had a great time. And I think he beat me.
Did you know the Grand Army of the Republic, also known as GAR, G-A-R, was a fraternal order of Union Civil War veterans. At its peak, it had a membership of 410,000 members. The GAR dissolved on August 2nd, 1956, when its last surviving member, Henry Albert Woolson, passed away at the age of 106.
Wow.
By the way, we saw in the movie yesterday, the last surviving member of the Midway deal.
Yes.
Died in 2019, this year.
Mm. Yeah. Last of the Doolittle guys.
Yeah, that's right. It was the Doolittle raid.
Did you know of Florence Green? She died in 2012 at 110 years old. She was the last known surviving veteran of the First World War. She joined the Royal Air Force, the Women's Royal Air Force, in September of 1918 at the age of 17, where she served as an officer's mess steward.
How old was she when she died? Did
you say? She died at 110 years old.
And she was Florence?
Florence Green was her name.
Okay.
Did you know the Veterans Art Museum has an exhibit which features 58,307 dog tags, each one representing the death of a military personnel in the Vietnam War, and is arranged in dates, order of death.
Wow.
I talked to you earlier about this when I was talking about Millbrook Family Chiropractor, but the inventor of Coca-Cola, John Stith Pemberton...
Yes.
...was a Civil War veteran.
I did not know that.
He became addicted to morphine due to pain from a saber wound to the chest.
Oh, yeah.
So seeking alternatives to his morphine use, he developed the original formula for Coca-Cola with the use of the cocoa plant for pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming up, we've got four more random facts all about veterans.
All right, on this Veterans Day at 7:22, I'm pretty sure the market's got to be closed today, right?
They are closed today. In fact, I just went to Dow Futures automatically, and I realized they're closed. Yeah.
All right, so your money is safe for today. Actually, it's been doing very well lately, and it's always good to talk to Brant McDonald and find out the factors that move the market up, down, sideways, and a team of people dedicated to keeping an eye out on the future. Starting a nest egg type of fund that's there for you, and you don't have to touch it, but just knowing it's there makes a big difference in how you feel about your life. And getting one started does not require a significant investment at all. In fact, when you go see Brant and meet the incredible people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, don't even bring your checkbook. It's just to have a conversation for you to leave and consider possibilities that will help you start and launch that fund painlessly. It just takes a little discipline. 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. 7:23.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic and well, we have no state federal workers today. School zones are not in effect. School's out, and the Bibb Graves Bridge and Prattville are closed. But with all that said, and the light traffic everywhere, we actually have something to report. In Prattville, there's a horse loose. South Memorial Drive near Overlook. Watch out for a horse running around. Well, it could be worse. It could be a traffic jam, but we don't have any of those. But if we have anything pop up like a loose pig or a renegade goat, we will let you know about it right here. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. You're going to take the North Boulevard exit and then take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. Bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right. That's three times. Go to the end of the road, and you'll find us at the river. You'll also find our RV park. That's right. We've opened up an RV resort down here on the river. You can bring your pontoon boat down here, or your fishing boat down here. Stay in your camper and have a big time on the river. We're going to feed you some good food. We got a steamer, a fryer, and a grill. We can do everything out of the Gulf. Anything fresh that's coming in this week is what you'll be eating this week. So we also, every Sunday at 5 o'clock, bringing you live entertainment this week. Harper's in town. That's right. This guy's literally played all over the world. He's from Australia. He's won blues music awards in five different countries, and he'll be here Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Harmonica player, singer, songwriter, and play that old didgeridoo. That's right. Come out and check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. You'll see what's going on. Get down here soon and come hungry.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, are you ready? Good for random...
No, facts.
I had a good one there, too. And,
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I don't want to hear that music. It'll remind me of what a disaster that was.
All right. Did you know in 1913, Rich probably knows this, but in 1913, the Yankees and Confederates had a reunion at Gettysburg.
Yeah.
53,407 veterans showed up, and the event was entirely peaceful.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they were shaking hands, and they were, a lot of camaraderie. And in fact, even into the 1920s, there were still some left.
One of the most touching clips from the premiere of Gone with the Wind in 1939 were the Civil War veterans that came as guests of honor.
Right.
And they were old. I mean, they were all white-haired. Oh, yeah. Some could barely walk. All of them were veterans of the Civil War, though. Hmm.
Did you know the last Civil War veteran's widow died in 2004 at the age of 97? She married the 81-year-old vet in 1927 when she was 21 and he was 81.
Right.
These type of the comment here says these types of marriages were common in the early 1900s and are the root of many age of consent laws. Families would track down old, single, widower Civil War vets and marry off their teenage daughters to them, knowing they would soon die after, because then the woman would continue to collect the Civil War pension that they were getting. So it got so out of hand that states started to pass laws on how old you could be to get married. Did you know? And I say this every time, and I will say it again. There is never a bad time. There's never not a bad time to watch Band of Brothers on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
It is fantastic. It is the best that I have ever seen as far as that's concerned.
No doubt.
It's. I don't know if you've seen it all the way through, Greg, or not. I know you've seen some of it, I think.
That's on my to-do list. I have the box. I've watched it in parts. I've got to set aside a weekend and just go.
Yeah. That and then the follow-up to it, which was The Pacific, which was also good as well. But Band of Brothers is just fascinating. Band of Brothers' strive for historical accuracy was such an extent that multiple World War II veterans were flown in from all over the world to advise on the weaponry, the battle tactics, the combat situations.
Right.
And as a final check, the veterans screened previews of each episode prior to the release.
As consultants. I love that.
Yeah. And they bookend each, I think they bookend about each episode with them talking about parts of that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to open it and then to close it with, you know, their thoughts on that. Especially the ones I remember the most were the episodes dealing with, was it Gaston? The, how cold it was.
Right. Oh, the Battle of the Bulge?
Yeah.
Gaston.
Yeah. And finally, did you know that there is a cemetery in the Netherlands consisting of 8,300 U.S. veterans who died in World War II. For the past 70 years, Dutch families have come to the cemetery every single Sunday to care for a grave that they adopted. Hundreds of people are currently on a waiting list to become caretakers at that cemetery.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, there are a number of locations, because we always hear about the big attitude in world politics and all that crap, but there are villages in France and elsewhere around Europe that continually celebrate.
One of them is in Normandy. Normandy is very pro-American, very appreciative.
The first comment here says that I'm Dutch, and in my family, it's a tradition to take children there to this cemetery that we're talking about at least once to help them realize just how many foreign people fought and died for the freedom of a country thousands of miles across the ocean.
Exactly.
It's really impressive. Once they see it, no one ever has to explain the gravity of World War II to them ever again.
It reminds me of that story, and it's just a great line where one of our World War II vets was going back to Normandy. I don't know if he had a passport problem or what, couldn't find it. And the guy at customs made some kind of a reference. Well, the vet ended up saying, last time I came here, they didn't ask for a passport.
Right.
And he was dressed, the thing that made it so, like, come on. He was wearing his uniform from World War II to the celebration in Normandy.
Where was it where the church where the stained glass windows were shattered, and then American soldiers paid for to come to restore that church? Was that near Normandy too? Was that? It was in France, right?
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
It's in The Longest Day.
Right.
One of our parachutists got stuck. His parachute got stuck on the roof, and he had to literally pretend to be dead because the Germans were right below him.
Sure.
So he just hung there and looked dead until our soldiers cleared him out. Mm. Was that Clay? Was that in Clay or some? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know.
There's a random fact we can look up a little bit later.
We'll check into that.
7:32. Today, off. You want to do a little get ahead of it all Black Friday shopping? How about Brian Jewelry in Prattville for that difficult to shop for person? Brian Jewelry has 63-plus years of experience behind every single customer they work with. So they're the idea, folks. If you just go in and talk to them about the person you're shopping for, they can make suggestions based on the information you provide and create something right there instead of, you know, ping-ponging all over the river region or even the state of Alabama trying to find something that may or may not exist. They'll bring it into existence because that's what professional jewelers do. You can build a watch. Or if you have a passionate fan of Auburn or Alabama, they have separate showcases for each school featuring some beautiful gift ideas. Check it all out at Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Better yet, visit and browse at brianjewelry.com. You may find your idea right there. And while you're on the website, join the club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. 7:33. Now it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, in part one of Random Facts here, we talked about a Disney World hotel that is only open to U.S. soldiers and veterans. What is the name of that hotel?
That's a great question. I
already forgotten, haven't you?
No, I think I have it. But it doesn't matter. I'm not allowed to play because I work.
Right, you do.
So 272-9228 if you have the answer. First person with the correct answer wins. 272-9228 as we check traffic. 7:34.
Light traffic this morning. This is Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic. Veterans Day, no states, no feds, no schools. And the Bibb Graves Bridge up in Wetumpka is closed today, so you might want to use caution if you're in the Wetumpka area. Take an alternate route around that for their Veterans Day festivities that are going on. And we still have that horse on the loose up in Prattville. We haven't heard that they've caught him yet. He was running around South Memorial Drive near Overlook. So be on the lookout for a rogue horse. But that's all we got for you this morning. No accidents anywhere. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now open on Sunday after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I am Paul Bruchel.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The look on Cloris Leachman's face when that horse whinnies is
and was
unbelievable.
It was accidental. It happened on the set.
No kidding.
Yeah. And the horse did that, and that's when they came up with that. Yeah.
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm having a great morning. Happy Veterans Day to everyone that has served for us.
Yes.
Hey, Lisa, you're not a first-time caller, are you, or are you?
No, I am not.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I hadn't recognized the name in a while, though, so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so what's the name of this Disney World hotel that
Shades
is only open?
I'm sorry?
She said it right. Shades.
Go ahead. Shades of Green.
Yes,
Shades
that is it. Shades of Green.
Yes.
That's very cool.
And that puts $10 of shopping at Food Outlet in your pocket. Could you hang on for us?
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. And Steve, thanks for trying, but you do go into the end of the week grand prize jackpot, so good luck there.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your tribute this morning to veterans. I've been wearing a uniform for 48 years.
Oh,
and,
wow,
certainly
man.
Do appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Man.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, my friend.
Y'all take care.
All righty.
Thank you.
Hey, Lisa, what's your last name?
If I have
I feel like such a schlemiel.
I've got a, not only my dad in the South Pacific, like your dad was in the Pacific, two brothers and a nephew that were veterans. And so, yeah, our family is...
The grandpa I wrote about in last month's Boom, which is pretty good. Kind of got a lot of nice feedback on it. He was a doughboy in World War One. He just didn't tell stories. And he was a farm guy, so he went from being on a farm in rural Illinois to, you know, traveling halfway around the world to fight in France, and he had been over there 3 weeks when the armistice occurred. So he lucked out. He wasn't close to the front line, but he was in the group that was supposed to advance. Mm-hmm. And then Veterans Day came, or what would be Veterans Day, Armistice Day came. And
isn't it great in the movie, They Shall Not Grow Old?
Yeah.
That not only do you have the pictures, the movies, but those recordings of were vets recorded in the 50s, 60s, yeah, and 70s before they died, so you actually have their first person
Yeah, stories. I don't know what it cost to produce Midway, but I'm hoping that part of that, and I hope they make a profit. Mm-hmm. That's what America's all about. Right. You know, it's a chance for them to do, create, and make good money. But I'm hoping that was in part done in a way to tell that story that needs to be told and retold every generation.
Yep.
And hopefully it'll succeed in doing that. I thought of all the movies that have featured that particular battle, Pearl Harbor, all of them, it's the best. And it's a great way to spend Veterans Day. Go see it.
By the way, folks, they start right before Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, they go to 1937. That's right. The origin of the whole war. And Yamamoto...
He was not an idiot.
No.
He was pretty smart.
Went to Harvard.
He was the Japanese attaché in Washington.
He knew what the country was capable of
and
tried to warn, but the army... It wasn't the Navy. It was the army that were the nationalists that were pushing Japan for that expansion. They were brutal. They were just... What they did in China and other places.
Yeah.
In fact, by the time Pearl Harbor happened, most of the country was on board with supporting China because of the atrocities that were going on there.
Right.
I think I tell this story every year, but 2010, was it 10? Yeah, it was 2010. I went to London. It was a quick little week trip, and it was for a video game thing. But my flight back was on November the 11th.
Mm.
So anyway, the entire time I'm there, I'm seeing the poppies that they're putting down.
Right.
The red, you know, all those. The Westminster Abbey is just lined with them outside. Tons of them. And so I'm in the airport. I'm in London Airport. Busy, busy, busy airport. It's November the 11th.
Right.
And I'm going through security. And... on the 11th minute.
At 11:11:11, yeah.
Of the 11th hour.
Oh, yeah.
They, you know, the security looks over to me and they says, please stop, sir. And I didn't know what was going on. And the whole airport, silence for 60 whole seconds.
The war to end all wars.
Yeah.
And it was all too soon before the second one.
Yeah.
Largely because...
Because of the mistakes they made.
You'll notice what a great ally Japan is because we didn't go in there. We took care of their war criminals. Mm-hmm. But we did not want them to be in a situation like Germany was at the end of World War One, where, you know...
To rearm.
And to have a crazy fascist come in, yeah, in a country that's poverty-stricken where people can't eat.
Uh-huh.
Say, I can give you all these things if you just vote for me. They learned their lesson from World War One.
Yep.
One more too late.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $1,399 and private suites for $1,549. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Well, you probably know there's big changes ahead. Today is quiet, very comfortable. We're starting off chilly, but we end up in the low 70s. The clouds increase. Maybe some spotty showers later on in the afternoon. Montgomery's celebration for Veterans Day, the observance is at Riverwalk Park at 10 o'clock this morning, and they have a lot of great things lined up. And I think it's going to be okay for that. Periods of rain tonight. Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. You'll know because it gets windy and sharply colder. Wind will start rattling. Overnight low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain early. High temperature may reach 46, let's say, by late morning, but then falling off sharply. We'll be well into the 30s by sunset. You add in a north wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour tomorrow, it'll make it seem much colder than it really is. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, first freeze, record low, 24 possible. I think it's certainly conceivable. I think there'll be record lows set across the deep south. Wind chills will be in the mid-teens by Wednesday morning. Sunshine for the day Wednesday with a high barely up to about 50. This morning, mostly clear, calm, chilly, 44 degrees right now at 741.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I have a little bit of bad news for you. If you, like me, are always looking ahead to your next meal and thinking about lunch, Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook is closed today. Oh, yeah. But the good news is they're open tomorrow at 11 and every other day. They're all just closed on Sunday and Monday. A Smokehouse Pit Barbecue on Main Street in Millbrook first opened their doors in 1990. Just a few weeks ago, they had what I call their grand rededication. And the mayor out there, and they cut the ribbon, and boy, oh boy, it's better than ever, including the original pit barbecues that are, well, the only ones in Alabama, five of them. They smoke the pork butts for 11 to 12 hours, so they're so juicy and tender, and then they put in the ribs, the chicken, and the turkey breast. They've got the award-winning recipes for barbecue baked beans and Brunswick stew, potato salad, coleslaw, homemade chips. Oh my God, the list goes on and on. It's a very affordable menu. It's 10 minutes from downtown Montgomery, 10 minutes from Maxwell, and don't forget the full-service bar with 8 beers on tap as well. So yeah, closed today, but open tomorrow, yes. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue, you know you want some.
Thank you, Rich. We have been saluting our veterans this morning, and we have a veterans edition of True the Baloney coming up. And joining us now, the man who every Veterans Day offers free oil changes to those who have served. It's Don Duncan.
Good morning, Greg. Everybody, how you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize that my curse did not work.
Yeah.
Hey, Roll Tide anyway.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
It was, and you know, if we can win out, then everything may still work out.
Yep. We don't get the call the playoff rankings until tonight,
Tuesday
right?
Night.
Or tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, Tuesday night.
Okay.
Yep. That's right.
But the way things fell, there's a possibility we could still be fourth. But even if it is or it isn't,
there's a possibility we could play LSU again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. One thing at a time, but let's celebrate veterans and our military today. How about that?
That's a plan. That's a
great idea.
We can't lose with that one.
Nope.
And anyway, like you said, Greg, we're going to give the works free to any military active and have served in the past today at all three locations in Millbrook behind McDonald's. 408 Madison Avenue and 2700 Bell Road on the corner of Bell and Vaughn.
And all they need is some type of military ID.
Yes. I'm not really detailed on that. I don't think, I would hate that somebody would tell me they are when they're not.
So okay.
We appreciate everything they've done for us. If they had not done what they've done, you and I wouldn't be sitting here talking on the telephone.
That's right. That's for sure, man. We never forget.
And you guys are always awesome on this, and thank you so much for what you guys do.
We appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
You have a great day.
All right. We appreciate it, man. Thanks.
And, of course, that's
see
active.
See you on Friday.
Active and retired military at all three Don Duncan locations. Go get the works, man.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs is responding to criticism that it offered a lower credit limit to the wives of two well-known executives on their new Apple Card accounts. Goldman says Apple Card decisions are made on an individual basis. The credit line is individual to each applicant, and each application is evaluated independently. It also says it does not and will not make decisions based on factors like gender. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak says he received 10 10 times more credit on his card compared with his wife. He says, "We have no separate bank or credit card accounts or any separate assets." UBS has been fined $51 million by Hong Kong for overcharging up to 5,000 clients for nearly a decade. The stock market is open this Veterans Day. The bond market is closed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking about the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And a missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with an American Landmaster go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Time for traffic.
Well, for those of you that have to be in by 8 o'clock, you should be finding not a lot of traffic on the roads this morning. A little brisk on the boulevard, but traffic is light today. No state workers, no Fed workers, no school zones all day today. So if you are driving this morning, drive carefully, buckle up, don't text and drive. If we have any problems, we'll let you know about them at once. Keep in mind, if you're in the Wetumpka area today, the Bibb Graves Bridge is going to be closed today. Just use an alternate route around it and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the
News Talk 93.1 FM at 7:51 on this Veterans Day. It's a new bit. A world premiere. Followed by animal stories. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got a cat.
You just call out my name. Every time, winter, spring, summer, or fall, I won't respond when you call. I'll ignore you, yes I will, 'cause you've got a cat.
You've got a cat.
That's good.
And I've got an elephant. At 7:53 on this Talk 93.1 FM, it is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Wolfman. A little bit more. Our top story today, this takes place at an over 55 retirement community in New Jersey.
Okay.
Where turkeys have said, we're not going to take this anymore. People who live in Toms River, New Jersey, say they're being terrorized, that's the word, by a group of 40 to 60 wild turkeys, not bottles, actual wild turkeys. They say the turkeys are blocking their doors. Can you imagine being a senior and turkey won't let you in your own house?
Oi!
Some of them are even breaking people's windows, sort of like the Limu Emu, you know, where it pecks and they got a big pecker thing on the front.
That commercial?
Yeah. It's also the time of years when turkeys can get aggressive. Well, I mean, they know
what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's also mating season for turkeys, so this is probably not them fighting back against Thanksgiving. They just want to get laid. Animal control in Toms River says they can't help because they're not licensed to trap wildlife. Or so now, the turkeys are winning. Here's more on this story. He said,
the turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation. I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car. Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care. People think it's a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. But when I can't get out of my house, to get in the car, because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you. It's a problem. They've broken windows in people's houses when they fight. It's something to be taken seriously.
Don't you like the way I made it sound like I actually produced it?
Yeah.
To time out that way.
I know.
It's called luck.
That's, you know, turkeys weren't like that when I was a kid. These are millennial turkeys.
Yeah, turkeys are much more docile in our day. In other news, a California woman who spotted a deer with its head stuck in a chicken feeder said it took 2 weeks before she and animal rescuers could corner the buck and remove the object. I guess nobody wanted help. They were passing the buck.
Passing the buck.
Kenny Link of Copperopolis. I'm not making that up. Copperopolis, California, said she and her neighbors frequently spotted the deer wandering with the plastic chicken feeder stuck around its head. Some neighbors and a California Fish and Wildlife person finally able to corner the deer at a neighbor's house and remove. It hurt. It was a little painful, but the buck was not injured otherwise, and then scampered off back into the woods. Those are your animal stories today.
Oh, man. That turkey story.
Yeah, well, you know.
They do get militant.
7:56, we have a special Veterans Day edition of
Truth or Baloney
coming up after Fox at the top of the hour and Rich's updated forecast. Montgomery, I would love to have the chance to have you at least come in and see if you're eligible for a LASIK procedure. By that meaning, not all vision issues can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. It's a step everybody has to take if they're interested. I took it, and it never occurred to me that I need reading glasses. It never occurred to me, though, that my issue could not be solved with a LASIK procedure. Turns out that is the case, but I would have had it done immediately because everybody I know that's done LASIK says it's like the best money they've ever spent. No more glasses. You open your eyes, no matter what age, and everything comes in a crystal clear focus. I mean, who doesn't want that? Something we kind of take for granted while we do have it. But maybe it'll work for you. And they've got it priced so that it's affordable for most anyone. And if you want to finance a little bit of it, there's care credit for qualified customers. 271-3804 is the number to call and make the appointment with the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye. 271-3804. If you'd just like to learn more about this legacy practice, 3/4 of a century. I go back to the end of World War II here in the River Region. Go to this web address, onlinemep.com. 7:57. There have been a few things, even on a light day on the road. Skipper has those. Then Fox News. And then we'll be back with the exciting 8 to 9 hour, which will feature that game.
Truth or Baloney.
Well, for those of you that have to be in by 8 o'clock, you should be finding not a lot of traffic on the roads this morning. A little brisk on the boulevard, but traffic is light today. No state workers, no Fed workers, no school zones all day today. So if you are driving this morning, drive carefully, buckle up, don't text and drive. If we have any problems, we'll let you know about them at once. Keep in mind, if you're in the Wetumpka area today, the Bibb Graves Bridge is going to be closed today. Just use an alternate route around it and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff